Find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
And it's all brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. And a study found that girls are better at reading and writing than boys. According to research by the American Psychological Association, beginning as early as fourth grade, girls perform better than boys on standardized tests in reading and writing. As they get older, the gap widens even further, especially for writing. I'd say even handwriting alone. I have horrible handwriting, and most girls I know, much better handwriting. So a lot of that stuff, writing, creativity, all of those things. So guys, time to step up. Step up and get this going. Get this back to the same level. So this is great. Great news, but also bad news, I guess. And here's another thing. This is pretty shocking. There's a growing health trend that involves people giving themselves electric shocks to the brain. And the reason they're doing this is to boost creativity. Now, researchers say that this shock therapy called transcranial electric stimulation, it actually works. The trick is to use very low power currents. How'd you like to be the person that is like, yeah, very low, very high, right? That's what I'm supposed to be at. So even though this is a thing, there's a problem. Experts are worried about people building their own machines and giving themselves their own electric stimulation with gadgets either bought online or made at home. And scientists have seen enough students doing this and even parents doing this to their kids. Wow, really? That they've come out with an official report warning everyone of the dangers. I mean, if it's low power current, then can't you just take like a 9-volt battery and just lick it? That's like the same thing, right? That'll totally work. But that's Coffee Talk for this morning.